All right. Yeah, you guys, have you figured it out yet? Who has the better one or no?
I think it's definitely me.
All right, go ahead.
Water. Hello, sir.
Water. Whoa, my voice cracked.
Yes.
Hello,
sir. My name is 21 Savage. I'd like to come back to the U.S., please.
Please, more records for me, sir. I need more records.
Okay. I think she does pretty good.
These are the things that happen behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you ever want a little peek into them, make sure you follow us on Instagram and click on our stories. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into Joe's need-to-know news for your ear hole today. Where shall we start out? Oh, I know. How about right here? They say men who can do 40 push-ups are 96% less likely to have heart problems than those who can't do more than 10, according to a new Harvard University study. The fitness survey focused on 1,500 male firefighters in Indiana who were separated into five groups based on how many push-ups they could do at the time. Those participants were then studied for a decade. Researchers admitted, yeah, their findings are kind of, need more examination. That's kind of basic. But they concluded men that did 40 or more experience fewer heart-related problems.
Like, this is the most obvious thing to me, and this is why I hate when wild studies where it's like just common knowledge, like why spend the money on research? Like, I could have told you that.
All right, well, I was wondering, how many push-ups can you and producer Porkchop do?
Not 40.
Can you do 10?
Yeah.
I can do probably 20.
I can do
on
21.
On my knees, like a girl push-up, like on my knees.
Is that really 50. Feminine right there? I mean, are we doing equality right there when we call
those
true. Girls?
Hey, you know what, Joe? Thank you for holding me accountable. I should not call that a girl push-up. You're right. I should just call it a push-up on my knees. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's
anytime
very true.
I can help women have equal rights live, I'm there for
you
it.
You are so right. That should not be called a girl push-up anymore.
All right, we're going to find out. We'll do this on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. I want to see if a pork chop can actually do 10. I know 10. Liv can do 10. For sure. Alex and I are both like, no, we're not getting on the floor.
I'm the fattest skinny person alive.
Oh, this is such a heartwarming story. At the age of 3, Haley Moss was diagnosed with autism, and doctors thought she may never even be able to work at a minimum wage job, aka radio, or live on her own. Well, last month, she became the first openly autistic person to be admitted to the Florida Bar. Not only did she graduate from the University of Miami School of Law and pass the Florida Bar, but she also has published multiple books, lives independently, and works at a top law firm in Miami. That's pretty impressive. That's impressive.
These stories are so important. I love these stories.
The newest FDA-approved cure for snoring. Anybody here a snorer? I am. I kind of have like a very mild case of sleep apnea, but I snore.
I'm like a kitten. I just sit there silently.
Allegedly, I snore a little bit.
Okay, well then there's a solution for us. The FDA approved a cure for snoring. It is sticking a red hot probe up your nose.
No.
FDA approved it, Alex. The company created the probes, which heat up to 140 degrees and then burn up your swollen nasal tissue to help you stop snoring.
Interesting. Do you do it every night or is it like a one-time thing?
I don't know, Liv, but I'm wondering if they have something for you and I, which people that suffer from farts, maybe you could try it the other way and maybe it'll help with that gas. And finally, this is a great, another feel-good story today. See, I'm bringing the good stuff today. A Houston-area teacher named Shannon Grimm noticed a 5-year-old girl in her kindergarten class was really sad and depressed at school because friends that, kept on making fun of her saying that she looks like a boy.
Aw.
Liv, did you ever have that happen?
Oh, wow. Yeah, weird how that happens. Girlfriend, yeah. It happens even up until you're an adult, unfortunately.
So the principal went the extra mile to make the girl feel better by cutting her waist-length hair. Short, just like Priscilla's. During a school board meeting last week, the girl gave Grimm a medal for being her hero. She also nominated Priscilla for the District Student of the Month for being brave.
So I cut my hair today. I'm hoping I don't cry during this video. I have one of my friends in my classroom that has really short hair, and she's been really sad and depressed at school because friends think that she looks like a boy. My students in my classroom are like my children. I love them so much. And when they come to school upset and sad because of the way they look, that destroys me as their teacher. So what better way to show them you can look anyway and still be true to yourself and that you can be whoever you want. Doesn't matter what you look like. Then to cut my own hair.
That's awesome. You can actually see the video. I'm going to put it up in a second at joeandalexshow.com on the Need to Know News blog. But there's your Need to Know News. Do we all learn something today?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. That's why I was asking.